After weeks of sorting through the numbers, the Senate Finance Committee has sent its version of the budget to the Senate floor, where it is expected to pass. The Republican-backed plan restores funding to developmental services, elderly care, and substance abuse treatment that was cut in the House version. It also puts money back in the state's rainy day fund, as well as the Renewable Energy Fund, but does not include Medicaid expansion or state employee pay raise that was funded in the governor's proposal. The Senate will also be voting on a measure that would decriminalize a half an ounce or less of marijuana in a bill that would grant immunity for those who report a drug-related emergency. Senators will also vote on a last-minute proposal to nix a provision to the state's business tax code that was introduced after the gym franchise Planet Fitness threatened to leave the state if it didn't change. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.